Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And this also brings us to our top-tier tweet of the day, brought to you by Top Tier Fuel at GetGo. I'm going to go with a Chris Mueller tweet, the one about Nick Chubb. But wait a minute, that's not factually what happened there?
I just forgot to add in one little extra part, but I quote tweeted it and put the other part back out.
So instead, I'll do this as the top tier tweet.
Okay.
If Craig Riley had 10 penalty kicks on an Olympic caliber goalkeeper, could he score at least once?
Yep.
This is a poll question.
Mm-hmm.
You can vote on it by going to at Chris Mueller PGH. 61% say yes.
Oh, you're doing short shrift here. 62% at this point now. They're coming in waves in support of Craig Riley.
I don't think if I were in net, Craig could score more than five times on me.
You're insane.
You would not stop more than one.
Do you want to go out and do it?
Yes.
Let's do it on Friday.
Okay.
Before the show.
Okay, you need to.
I would miss more than you would stop. I'll put it that way. The only way you get the better end of that is if I miss the net, not you stopping it.
Okay, but that gets taken into account when Craig faces the Olympic goalkeeper, too. That he just misses the net.
Okay, but I got 10 shots.
Okay, we got a guy here who's saying, former college soccer player here, I agree, if he can kick a ball half decent, then yes. It's almost harder to read the body language of a complete novice because, no joke, even they don't really know where they're trying to put it.
It's like a professional poker player against the amateur. They don't know how to read you.
The professional poker player still wins.
Not all the time.
Chris Moneymaker wasn't
Thank
a
you.
Pro.
But then he turned
Fossil
pro Man immediately
Raymer
after
wasn't
winning.
Wasn't a pro.
All right. Jason Mackey's with us, our Pirates insider from the Post-Gazette. Jason, what are your thoughts on this?
I like Craig in this bet here. I'm with the soccer player that tweeted you. You don't know. It's too hard. It's a penalty kick. How do you possibly read that? Like, I feel like Craig's going to luck his way into one goal.
That would almost be like saying, if you pitch to Brian Reynolds right now, you would strike him out at least 1 out of 10 times.
No, not strike him out. Get him out.
What?
Get him out? Yeah, I think I could get
Oh, my God, he's taking you yard every time.
Then how do guys come in like Nagowski and throw 50 miles an hour and record outs?
Jason's not going to throw 50 miles per hour because he was a college pitcher. He's going to try to throw in the
– I might throw 50.
Well, then you say he's got the advantage of also having pitched so he could throw some faster stuff in there.
Oh, my God. Reynolds is hitting
10
jacks off of him.
Man, that, if I were Jason,
it's like Dave Joust.
I'd be offended by you doing
this. It's like a Dave Joust scenario.
This isn't you playing Andre Blatch one-on-one or something and never even getting a shot off. Jason could absolutely get Reynolds out at least 1 out of 10 times.
Jason, are you confident in that?
Yeah, I am.
Reynolds
would probably agree with me. He's just going to hit a ball that's at somebody.
Ask him sometime.
Okay, I will. We'll have a fun conversation about it.
Good.
I mean, you get yourself out in baseball. I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
Like patting myself on the back here saying I'm so
Thank you, Jason.
Well, if you get yourself out in baseball, why can't Mitch Keller have that happen to him more often than not, Jason?
No.
If that's so easy.
Oh, boy. You went there, Tommy.
Yep.
I did.
Preach.
Yep. Why can't more people get themselves out against Mitch Keller?
I mean, I did not like all that hard hit contact yesterday. Guys just screaming 100 plus mile an hour bullets.
But
off
he didn't
of
walk
him.
Anybody, so baby steps, I guess.
I can't sit here and say like I was encouraged by what he was doing because of what Chris is saying. He had 11 balls hit 95 plus, 7 that were 101 plus. I mean, that's scalded. And they're hitting the balls that way.
That's what Reynolds is doing to you, by the way.
Oh,
he's hitting
enough.
At 110.
Quit trying to deflect
here. I'm sure
here.
He is, and I'm not insulted by it. I'm sure he is. And I'm sure 1 out of 10 times he's going to hit one that's not 101, and it's going to be at somebody, even if it's a fly ball.
Okay, I cannot let sleeping dogs lie here and move on from this. Are you guys so sure of this that you think if Craig pitched to Brian Reynolds, he would get him out at least once? A guy that hasn't pitched since Little League.
Probably. Yeah. If Craig can throw a strike, if Craig can throw 10 strikes, I'm guessing Brian Reynolds at one point in those 10 swings would hit a ball at somebody.
I would agree with that. I think I could do it too, Jason.
And then he'd have to retire out of shame.
God.
Tony, how else do you explain major league position players who are often throwing like 55 miles an hour, the speed that like a good little league pitcher throws? How do you explain them getting people out?
What's that?
How do you explain, if you think we couldn't do it, how do you explain?
Because they've seen major league velocity for the entire game up until that point. If it's the top of the first inning and Craig steps in there and they time them during warmups, they watch his first 9 or 10 pitches.
They're not timing him up.
Yes, they are. They're clobbering
him. What if he throws one that's like 65 miles an hour instead of 45 just to change it up?
Oh, my God. You guys are awful.
Anyway.
Andrew, you're saying 10 swings, man. Like, you know, if I throw Brian Reynolds one pitch, chances are he's going to cream the living daylights out of him.
Yep, over the fence.
Over the course of 10 pitches, one of them is not going to leave the park.
And you're right. And you're right-handed?
I am, yeah.
He's stepping in left-handed. He's putting it over the Clemente wall over and over and over and over again.
Jason, I'm trying to ask you about regular baseball to get this guy off his muscle here. But what's the future now for Mitch Keller? I mean, he doesn't walk a guy. You just said there's all that hard hit contact. I'm just – not that I already wasn't feeling this way, but it doesn't imbue me with any kind of real hope. Like, he just keeps dropping in my mind with any successive start that isn't – and this isn't fair here. I'm trying to say this as clearly as I can. I understand it's not fair on some level to have like this expectation that a guy just has the light switch go on and he looks like Roger Clemens suddenly out there. But every time with him, there's something major that seems to go against him when he's back up on the big club. He either walks a ton of hitters or he has a blow-up inning, or in this game, guys just keep strafing line drives off of him.
No, you're right. You're right. And you want to see something from this kid that shows you traction, right? That shows you that he's learning. Like, even if it was something as simple as like stringing 5 good starts together, you can, and then you have a bad one. Like, I'd feel better about that. You know, if he goes out there this weekend in Cincinnati, which is when I expect him to pitch again next, and he shoves, like, I won't be surprised. And then the next outing, I have zero confidence that's going to hold. Like, you have to see some sort of trend take effect here with this kid before too long. I mean, we're well beyond that date. Yes, he controlled his fastball a little bit better. He threw strikes. He didn't walk anybody. But it was an issue before he went down, you know, 0-2, 1-2, 2-2, executing breaking stuff. And wouldn't you know it, like he left it up in the zone. It was flat. It was in poor location. His immediate future is going to be continuous. They stink and they help, you know, they have an opportunity to let him pitch, so they should let him pitch. But I want to see so badly for the kid him to sort of put a foot down and do the same thing twice, but that's been an issue.
Jason Mackey, Pirates insider, and also a guy who could get Brian Reynolds out, joining us here on 93.7 The Fan. Jason, tell me if I should read anything into this. The guys who the Pirates got back for their biggest trade chips, Richard Rodriguez and Adam Frazier, are players that are either big league ready or very close to big league ready?
No, I wouldn't. And I think where you're going with that, Andrew, is you're trying to read a timetable for when Ben Charrington thinks that they're
going
to win again.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Like,
yep.
I don't think that's not how they're operating. You know, Ben's not looking at this and saying, oh, we're close, I got to get the major league guys, they're the last piece. No. Like, he's trying to get the most value for the trade. And sometimes that comes in the form of guys who are more AAA, you know, Tucapita Marcano level, or sometimes it comes with the Abraham Gutierrez trade, the low-A catcher they got. Both, you know, very good players. Great return. I'm fine with it. But I wouldn't attach one to the other. I mean, the Pirates are not at the point where they need to start thinking about how they sort of finish the puzzle. They're just in the camp of like sorting the pieces, finding where the corners go, looking at the edges. You know, they're not even at the middle part of the puzzle yet. And once you get there, I think you're going to see them spend money on the middle pieces that they need. But again, still in the stages of I agree with you. I firmly believe that. I think people think I'm insane. Like, Ben would not sign up to come here if he wasn't going to get that sort of financial support when he needed it. But they're not there yet.
Who are guys, like, is Ke'Bryan Hayes the kind of player you're mentioning, or Brian Reynolds, when that comes to pass? Or are you talking about players from outside the organization in this hypothetical?
Both. I think both. And once Reynolds and Hayes here. They've tried to extend them multiple times, and it hasn't worked, and there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, I think they're going to go back to the drawing board this offseason. But I think that's a big part of what Charrington's doing here, and I also mean externally. You know, when they get close, they're going to go add pieces through free agency. And I can't predict what that is. Like, there's going to be, you know, guys that just don't come along, or they're going to have to trade, you know, two or three for one or something to get something. Like, you just can't predict if you're going to need a left fielder in 2024 or whatever. But if they do, I firmly believe they're going to go get it. I don't think Charrington would have come here without that scenario laid out where he says to Nutting, like, look, this is my plan. This is what I think is going to happen. This is what I'm going to need by then. Like, how's that going to go down? And, you know, I mean, Bob may balk. I really, really, really doubt it. If they've turned this around, they put butts in seats, and that's the best move for his business. I mean, people say a lot of stuff about Bob Nutting, but he's not a bad businessman. And it would make sense at that point to add the player that you need.
Jason, how about the guy that's on the mound tonight, Bryce Wilson? What is he exactly? Is he a back of the rotation guy? Do they actually think that, you know, they can get to him like Ray Searidge would with some of these reclamation projects and turn him into a top end starter? Like, what is this guy?
So I honestly, Andrew, I'd probably profile him as a back of the rotation guy, but I don't mean that in a damning way. I watched this kid pitch covering the game at Truist Park. I believe it was May 22nd. And I was very impressed and thinking, like, who the heck is this kid? And kind of in Atlanta, it was a little bit of an eye roll that, like, oh, here comes Bryce Wilson again. You know, oh, he's up. You know, he's just kind of been a tweener. And there's another level of this kid's development or talent or whatever you want to say to get to it. And, I mean, I think that's what the Pirates think they can do. He throws about 94. He's got a really good changeup. It's actually better than his two breaking balls. He's a four-seam, two-seam guy, so has a sinker. And, you know, he's got decent velocity, decent stuff. I don't think he's had anybody who has been able to, like, sort of help him put together and learn how to pitch. He's shown glimpses of it, but he hasn't been able to do it consistently enough. So, I mean, he's a little bit of a project. I mean, he's obviously
so
less
did
of
they
a
trade
project.
For Atlanta's Mitch Keller? I mean, other than the fact that you're describing his stuff maybe in less praiseworthy terms that you sometimes hear Keller's stuff get described, it really does seem like they traded for the Braves version of Mitch Keller.
Yeah, I mean, Mitch is more of a spin guy and less of a changeup guy, but, you know, Mitch throws a little bit harder, but yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but everybody says their attitudes are way different.
Well, yeah,
like,
one guy's a bulldog and the other guy looks, Mitch Keller looks like he's looking to the heavens for divine intervention.
Yep.
And that, I want Bryce Wilson's attitude. I want the Garrett Cole out there who's going to cuss out his manager. You know, I don't want the guy cussing out his manager every day, but, like, that's the attitude you want, saying, I'm not leaving. Go, you in the dugout. You know, like, that's what I want to see from this. And it might not be in there. I don't know. I mean, I don't need it to be as outward, but you need that bulldog mentality. So I like what they got in Bryce Wilson, guys. If they're going to be worth their salt, you know, as an organization, like, they need to help guys like that find a better level of themselves. And Charrington knows it. The whole organization knows it. They went the opposite way with guys like Glasnow, Meadows, et cetera. But they need to be able to take another team's, you know, Mitch Keller, to use that term, and turn him into a Tyler Glasnow.
Jason, are you aware of what happened during the Pirates-Phillies game to Craig Riley?
I don't think so. Should I be?
You're about to find out, pal.
This is from AT&T Sportsnet.
Our Point Park University tweets. Excited to see Hoy Park. Craig Riley from the fan, probably. I would think. It was a pre and post game on the Pirates Radio Network. Very excited to have Hoy Park make his debut.
Thoughts?
It sounds like when you get a gift at Christmas and you just repeat the name of the gift because you aren't all that excited about it. You know what I mean?
So basically, Craig Riley
is... That
is
a great description!
So Craig Riley is the Sox of broadcasters.
It almost sounds like Greg was like thought that it was maybe a bad idea to put a tweet up from
a guy
from the radio station.
I think
he thought maybe that was
the Big Ed factor here.
Because Craig's avatar is Big Ed, the super fan, and not Craig himself?
Yeah, I think Greg Brown thought maybe he was getting punked by somebody posing as Craig Riley.
He got catfished.
But I'll go back again to saying, when they put the tweets up, I know Greg can see this on the broadcast, there's a blue check mark there.
Very good point. Very good point.
Yeah, it's actually totally a white check mark surrounded by blue, but you get my point.
Oh, a waffle maker. Oh, look, it comes in three different colors.
Oh,
man. That's what it sounded like.
Craig, are you feeling better or worse about your 15 seconds of fame from yesterday?
So I didn't.
I'm feeling worse about it for you after Jason hit you with that hammer.
I didn't even know this happened on the TV broadcast until you told me today, and I started feeling real good about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the further we get into this and, like, you played the audio for me, wouldn't call it great.
Well, then I will do something that Greg didn't do. I will put you on a pedestal, Craig. Do you have any questions for Jason?
Oh, I don't. Jason and I just spent a ton of time. Let me promote here for you every Saturday at 10:25 on Bucko Talk. Jason joins me. We had a great conversation. You can find that on 93.7thefan.com.
Yes!
Do you guys get into a lot of the same topics with Craig that you get in with us? Jason, what's the difference between going on with him compared to the interviews you do with us?
They're better. It's a little bit more big. It's a little bit more big picture with Craig.
Oh,
I think.
Wow. Should you say Craig has a sort of a profound grasp on things? He's a deep thinker in that sense.
Macro. Yeah.
Yeah. He's macro, not micro. Craig's got a wide angle lens that he brings to these interviews.
On with you guys. It's one of my favorite parts of the week, and I mean that sincerely. Every single one of you. They're very different. Like, this interview that I do with you guys is much different than the one I do with Craig. And honestly, it's different than the morning show guys. It's different than Cook and Joe. It's different than Zeiss. I mean, they're all fun. But I would say with Craig, it's a little bit more like big picture state of the organization with stuff than it might be. Like having a little bit of fun and reacting to things and talking about getting Brian Reynolds out that I do with you guys. Or like talking Pony's latest conspiracy theory down. I don't spend much time having to talk Craig out of his conspiracy theories or his, you know, why they're doing things or this is what he thinks. I don't have to like calm him down the way I have to with Andrew sometimes.
What do you think of this Craig Riley take? He believes he could kill a wolf with his bare hands. He would sacrifice one arm while choking it out with the other arm. He has said this to me a million times. We've shown him pictures of wolves that look like they could like take down a Volkswagen. And Craig has remained resolute on this one.
I don't know if I like Craig's chances against a wolf.
Thank you.
Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I think the larger wolf, I think, really, it might entail more than his arm.
I don't like Craig's chances against, like, a mini golden doodle that hasn't eaten in a while.
I don't like Craig's chances against, like, the, like, 10-year-old down the street who's like the...
He's about to hit puberty early.
Yeah, exactly.
The kid's got like a mustache already.
Poor Craig is taking a beating this afternoon. I feel bad. I'm going to need to give him a hug the next time I see him.
Well, we're just trying to toughen him up for the next time Greg Brown mentions him on the broadcast.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.